Episode 21, we back again. Here we go.
Coffee, blunts, and donuts. We here. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara. This guy's here, Gas Daddy, ITS.
ITS, Gas Daddy, Smoker.
Wants to be today.
Jovi at the door. But today, you know what I am today? Let me take a sip of water so I can get my shit in
order. I like that.
I'm telling you.
That's fine.
We're about to get a lot of things in order today. It's been amazing right now. It was crazy.
Yeah, episode 21. We're here to have some rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective. Yes. Hey, we're here. We got another special guest for you today. She is in the rap game, coming out with new music. She's here to talk about her journey, her time in this career, where she's going, what she's trying to do,
everything,
getting her papers up, getting her wins up. Give it up for
I like that.
Yes.
Let's see if we get the name right.
Y'all got it.
I already
think
I'm gonna mess it up because it's in my head and I see it.
Obviously, you gotta help with it today too because he's not gonna let you fuck this up.
I'm gonna let y'all say it, but
Leak Meraki.
Leak Meraki.
What's going on? You got it right, Gas Daddy.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have the headphones on, so I was going to use that today.
It's the yellow button. We already know that.
We here, though.
One day we're going to get the sound machine together.
Introduce yourself. Let them know who you are, what you're doing, where you're from, a little bit about yourself.
I'm Leak Meraki, you know what I'm saying? Boston born, Roxbury raised, you feel me? 02119 vibes. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm up and coming rap artist from the city, just representing, trying to do it the right way.
Okay, Leak Meraki. So tell us where this name came from. Leak Meraki that I'm struggling with.
You know, it's so funny. I went through a few stage names. I was Freaky Leak when I first started rapping.
Oh, okay. I felt too,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not really selling that. So I was like, we gonna back out of that. But some people in my hood still call me Freaky, so, but whatever. But I left that one alone, and then I was legit for a little while, but that was very short-lived. And then I came across the word Meraki. It's actually a Greek word, and it's the notion of putting your heart, soul, and creativity into whatever it is that you do. And I was like, yo, hold on. Because it kind of looks like my first name, like my government name anyway. So I was like, Leak and Meraki sound good together.
It definitely flows. It's a good stage name. I like it.
I just jammed those in.
It's good when your name has meaning. That's what's up.
Facts. Yeah. Mm. Very powerful.
Nice.
Word.
So tell us about being in the rap game, how long you've been in it, what inspired you to get into it. Let me know.
So I've been active as Leak Meraki since 2017. Around this time of year, actually, I dropped my first single, April 1st. It was called Own Fire. Made mad noise in the city. We made history at a couple of different shows, just almost caved the floor in for real. Life has been a little crazy and I haven't focused on my craft, but now I'm in a better space to devote more time and effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, and that's what you're trying to do nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. I work a job for security and stability because I'm an adult and I gotta survive.
Say that again.
But that's my fake life. So I'm trying to set up my real life right now. This is my real life right here. You know what I'm saying?
I like that because some people say it the other way. Yeah, as they're chasing the dream and they chase their goals, they consider and put this as their fake life. That's what I'm chasing. Real life is, I go to work. That's what you're doing.
That's my fake
work,
life.
I'm flipping fries, I'm doing
that's
this.
My fake life. Nope, the only people at work I even really will talk to are people who will watch my video and listen to my music. We don't really need to act cool at work.
It is for business. I'm here for my check. My benefits keep it moving.
Absolutely. If you could teach me something at work, to help me be more efficient and work faster and better, I'm here for that. But if I can't tell you about what I'm doing outside of here, we don't need to have no conversation outside of us working for real. Okay, that's very personal for me. Nah, no funny.
That's very it's not funny. That's very standoffish.
Yeah, no. Nah. All right, right. I would say I'm
glad you showed up. I'm glad you showed up to talk to us.
Yeah, like. I would say that I'm pleasant. You feel me? I'm not gonna come into a space with no weird vibes, right? But I'm definitely coming in the morning with my headphones on. Mm-hmm. Like okay. I'm not really here to play with nobody. First of all, I need to get in my zone. Mm-hmm. I'm probably listening to some beats. Or reciting something, or right. I might be even listening to somebody else, but I'm getting in my zone, so don't be talking to me like unless you're the boss. But
right. Like, who does Leak listen to?
Oh, shit.
When it comes to other artists, now yeah. You listen to other
rap-wise, music in general. I'm all around.
Just because you rap, I mean, you listen to rap.
If you make music, you gotta listen to everything,
mm-hmm. Right?
I could start off my day listening to Paramore. You know what I'm saying? It might slide into some Kanye. It might slide into some Dave East.
Right.
And then I might slide into some Lana Del Rey. Like, you feel me? Like, that's a big slide. I'm versed like that. Like, it just depends on my vibrations. Mm-hmm. But in the morning, I definitely got my headphones in. I'm really not trying to talk to nobody. I'm gonna have my coffee in the morning. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really trying to kick it. I'm trying to get my vibes right. Cause like I said, that's my fake life. I go there. That's performative. Like, cause you say I'm standoffish, right? So I gotta go.
No,
there.
I didn't even get that vibe at all. So when I heard you explaining it, I was kind of like, damn.
Okay. So
that sounds standoffish.
My last job, right? I was working my last job for like almost 3 years. I was delivering car parts, right?
All
right. I pull up to the same places on a daily. They see me all the time. You know what I'm saying? And at some shops, cats act cool. At some shops, I could get my car fixed. I could drop my car off and get it fixed for the day because I'm locked in like that with the owner, right? But at some places, they try to kick it with me every day. Oh, acting like we cool. And then I'm like, yo, I dropped a music video last Friday. Check it out.
Right.
Bless you. And then everybody's like, mm-hmm. Like they can't watch my video. Don't say what's up to me no more.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Don't say what's up to me no
basically,
more.
Basically, like if you're not solid, you could see through it.
Right. Period. Don't say what's up to me no more. Cause don't act like we're mad cool when I come in here. We not mad cool, bro.
Yeah, it's just a quick.
That's it. You don't have to rock with it, bro. But don't try to be all friendly with me when I come in here, bro. I get it. Cause a lot of cats is whack that will tell you to listen to the. You know what I'm saying? I get that, but don't act cool with me. Don't act cool with me, bro.
Now I tell the same thing sometimes. I'm like, yo, you know what's
dismissed
crazy?
Dismissed us? You're dismissed.
Yo, you look at, but you look at the views, and I say like, hey, yo, damn, this 500 views.
I do the same thing.
18 likes. Can we get some likes? Just hit the like button, yo. Yeah. I don't even care if you're watching at this point. Yo, just put it on, hit the like button.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Yeah, you're just watching it. Yeah. And but that's the times we in.
Right. Exactly. And then some people comment. Then just looking at the people that do, you kind of like, man, I never crossed past this person.
Exactly.
Ever.
You get more love from strangers than every time.
I'd be like Suge Knight. I ain't going to lie.
This is my brother for real. This is really my chosen brother in my life. You feel me? My mom gave me two brothers, but this is my chosen brother.
I was saying, I'm like Suge Knight. So I pull up on you, make you pull it up on your phone and look at it. I don't care.
I ain't about to force nobody to do that. But he do be on that.
You need those people in your corner.
Yeah. Steph's always riding with
me. But especially if it's y'all's circle, like, why wouldn't you?
You see,
like,
he the only one in the fair video. He's in every video that I ever shot. Actually,
I'll pull up on a male person and be like, yo, pull up this video right quick. I don't care if they listen to music or not.
Yeah.
Now, you see, I know he's telling the truth because we were listening to the music earlier and he's over there spitting it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, like, and that goes to the next question. Like, do you find it harder being a female artist or being a female artist from Boston?
I won't even do the Boston thing because I feel like
Boston is buzzing right now.
Yeah, we broke out of that. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? We broke out of that. I will say, it's always going to be
hard to be a female.
Everything is always going to be hard to be a woman. Literally everything. This world wasn't designed for that.
Preach, sister.
Yeah, it wasn't designed for that, right? Because just when I played ball, if you watch any video clip of women playing basketball or doing something fantastic, It's nothing but haters in the comments. Mm. Most of the time, they're men, sadly. But mediocre guys at that. Because it's like, bro, show me your highlights. When it comes to sports. Because you don't got one.
The basketball community is crazy. So, but it's other basketball players, and there's always just the guys that are not as good as
mediocre women. Ones. Yeah, because yeah. You're not, because the guys that's like, all-star ballers is like, yo, she nasty.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
the mediocre, this is boring. Hey. Right. And it's always going to be that for women, right? Because when I play ball, oh, she's nice for a girl. And it's the same thing when I rap. Oh, you're nice for a girl. I'm nice because I read and write, bro. That's why right. I'm nice. I could put my words together. That's why I'm nice. It don't got nothing to do with gender.
Yeah. We was at a show where, like, when I was saying to her, like, yeah, the female artists actually perform. Yeah, no, that's definitely. You like it was kind of like female artists, and I like a lot of the male artists are performing, but I was kind of like, damn, yo, these put on real quick, and like
the bar is set extremely low these days.
It's good you brought that up. There's a male
rappers or just rappers in general.
I think rappers in general, but
good answer.
But especially for males,
yeah, you just got to mumble.
I did it. The guys can all dress the same, put on the same outfit, the bar is
so high
have
for women.
The same braids. Mask, it's the same thing. Coat, talk about the lit. Same things, probably lying in their verses anyway. You know what I'm saying? And it just, and it works.
Yeah.
And the girls, we got some girls doing their thing, but we got a lot of people clowning them because of how they giving and what's the sex that's being sold or what have you.
A certain artist, yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's other artists, listen, like yourself. Again, like I'm going to keep going back to Fair because I'm listening to it. I'm like, yeah, that shit's hard.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's tough. Like, it's like, you know, like I'm not really big on all today's female rap artists, but there's a few that I like.
Yeah.
Like, especially growing up, like in the Rod Diggers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the, what's the girl from Jersey? Lady Luck. And all of them coming up to see now some coming up. You're like, yo. Some of these shorties actually do have bars.
Yeah.
And then when you watch battle rap and you start seeing them put male versus female, because you can't, like we were talking about boxing earlier, you can't fake boxing. You can't fake rapping either.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to battling, like if we started to battle right now, I don't rap, so you're going to destroy me. But like if we had to go, like, you have to have those bars.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have them, like, shit, male or female, you got to get in front of that crowd. It's going to.
Good point.
Yeah, you
know. Picking that shit up.
Yeah.
You can't, and a lot of people are faking rap just because they have the financial means to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you really can't fake rap.
You really can't.
It ain't gonna last.
Yeah.
So,
but I think we're kind of in a time of a lot of fake rapping.
Mm-hmm. So you write all your freestyles, I write everything, songs
and
everything.
I never lied in a verse. Yet.
No ghostwriters. No.
Yeah. I still never lied in a verse. No, I gotta say that every time I'm behind them, I never lied in a verse yet. It's all true.
I heard you said some real things.
Life. That's all my life, and I ain't even really get. I ain't really even cracked the can really yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just surface level.
And one freestyle you were talking about, I think, I don't know, I can't quote you, but like in 2010, I got stabbed up, then my mom passed. Like,
well, that's really my life.
True facts. Can you tell us just a little bit about
that's
that?
That's really my life. So, yeah, you know, that's, I don't really like living in the past.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we used to be outside. I used to be outside with my friends. We got into a little something, and that's how the night ended, you know? And
right.
Yeah.
How did that affect your,
completely shifted my perspective entirely. You feel me? I spent a lot of time being sad because it's like, yo, for somebody to like hurt you in a way where they could take your life and they don't even know what you got going on. Like, I take care of my mother and my little brother. You don't know that. You don't know none of that. But you'll get me out of here. Like, just right. You don't know like how hard I gotta go and what sacrifices I gotta make and who I'm taking care of, who depending on me. And my life is really that minuscule to you, like that. So it was just, it was a lot of layers I had to work through. You know what I'm saying? Mentally. And and then literally that happened in May 2010, and then July 2011 my mom passed. It's really
how
nice.
Did that shape you that. Moving forward? Yeah, my condolences.
Thank you. Yeah. Shape me. Shit, I'm still shaping. Mm-hmm. I'm still molding, baby.
Yeah. How does that reflect in your music and everything?
Oh, 100%. You know, I feel my mom every day. It's a certain level of pain that I feel every day. And I feel like my music's definitely driven by like all the adversity that I face and the grief. And it's so crazy because I spent so much time grieving my mom. It's been over a decade now, right? And shit, now I'm grieving people that's alive still. Mm. That's even crazier. Like, just like growing in different directions and people that I love and I used to be on the same page with. And that's been crazy for me.
It's crazy
new.
When you grow up and you just grow apart new. From people
like
that.
I'm used to like
every day.
Yo, I'm used to like my boy died or, you know, my mom passed on. Like, I'm not used to like, yeah, we just ain't even speaking like that. Like, and it's love, but we just not there.
That comes with growth sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Everyone can't take every step with you. And it's kind of like, they were put in your life at that time for that reason. Exactly. So.
I just wrote a song called Grow, too. That's so funny. Yeah, I'm about to drop that soon.
It's tough. We all got those people in our lives. We're kind of like, damn, dog. Like, oh, the times was great, but I mean, I can't.
Yeah. The vibrations just look back is just and not.
Appreciate it. Thank you for that time. Yeah.
And it's love always. Because I lead with love. I live by love.
Right.
It's always going to be love. So when I see you, it's going to be love. But, yeah.
Yeah,
just gotta readjust interactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got absolutely. That. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Your other songs, what was Fear that Itzy likes?
Yeah, that's the most recent one.
Yeah, when did that drop?
Like a month ago.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. I think it was. Are you planning on dropping like a EP or
yeah, for sure?
Some songs together,
yeah, like right when the weather gets really nice.
Right.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No rain, no flowers.
Oh, that's what it's going to be called?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
everything.
That's right there.
Yeah, everything. Everything. Really, everything is themed around growth. Really. No, and, you know, just making it through the storm.
Yeah.
So what else you got
the
going
boom
on?
Boom after like, the storm. You said what?
Are you performing?
Are you
100% independent?
Yeah. But
everything's in-house, the beat makers, everybody.
I used to be.
But.
And then relationships changed.
Okay.
I be buying beats now from a couple different cats. Yeah. One of my boys just said he was going to send me a pack the other day, but I be buying beats. I got a couple guys that I really rock with that I found on Instagram and stuff. And I cop a few beats off them.
Send your beats. Send your beats.
LeakSoLegit@gmail.com. Send some beats.
Do you think it's easier to work that way? Just like, here's the beat. All right, good. Or work directly with the person.
I think it's dope. I think it's dope to build it from the base because I also learned how to make beats myself. It's that process is very organic. And it's one of a kind, you know what I'm saying? But if I hear some shit and I feel it,
I get it.
A go. Because that's all
it takes resources.
Yeah, all it takes sometimes, like, Steph will send me a song. I'm like, damn, it'll be somebody else, an industry beat. I'm like, this shit hard. I'm rap over it. Like, if I feel it, it's a go. Like, that's where I'm at now.
Okay. Well, Steph, do you do any music? Are you what you do?
Nah, Steph don't do any music.
I've been doing photography for 13 years now.
Okay.
I just started up my clothing line. It's called Fly at Heart.
Fly at Heart.
You can find it on Instagram at Fly at Heart and on Facebook at Fly at Heart. Or you can just go to the website. It's fly-at-heart.com.
Yeah.
What type of vibe is that? What are we looking at with the clothing?
Quality.
So, quality.
That's always
everything
good.
Is quality. Custom everything. Custom zipper tips, lace tips. I pay attention to every single detail, that you could think of, down to the box, to the tissue paper. I add free gifts inside.
To the tissue
that you don't know.
He's very particular.
You don't know what you're going to get, you know. So every time I do a release, I'm going to put like a little surprise, like a little thing for my customers.
Very quality, yeah.
Is this your first rollout?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I officially dropped the website like January 1st. All
right.
But I've been in the works for it, so don't think I just made this up yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. It's been brewing for a while.
It took a long time. Like anyone who starts business.
In the videos coming up.
I got a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm about to give her her pack soon.
Mm-hmm.
Um, But my first release, it's almost sold out. So
okay, yeah, he dropped some track suits, high quality. Yeah, like
if you want to get a suit, just get with me feel before like they butter. All gone. Mm,
for real,
he did a shit off of like e-commerce, straight off of internet, Instagram.
So actually, just word of mouth and in person was mm-hmm. most of the sales. Like website. Sure. Like the website looks good, but honestly, just me being me mm-hmm. in person okay. and talking to people, that sold more than paying for ads and stuff on
right.
on Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. and all those things.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
So I still do all of them, but the one that works best is the one in person.
Nice. All mm-hmm. right, let's check that out. Yeah, and is it for men and women unisex? Yeah, you got both.
I got some. Okay. I got some designs. Specifically for women, like I got a dress I want to drop. Then there's a volume 2 to the dress that's gonna be like a 3-in-1, so you'll be able to break it apart and wear like the what do you call it? The corset with like some boy jeans.
Okay, I see the vision. The skirt. I see it already.
You can wear the skirt with like a nice little blouse or like a little turtleneck or something.
Okay,
or you could wear it all together in one. So that's the type of stuff I'll be making.
Fly at heart. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Get with bro.
Dope. We love to hear people just doing big things, being creative. Yeah. That's great. We're going to look out for that for sure.
For sure.
So, Leek, do you have a manager or are you doing everything yourself?
I don't have a manager. I really need to establish something like that, though.
Right.
For sure.
Are you doing features with anybody, other artists from Wilson?
Really? That's been a hard thing for me. Like, I really used to be thinking like J. Cole at one point when he said,
not now. He's apologizing.
Nah, chill. J. Cole, nah, listen.
We're going to leave J. Cole alone.
I'm going to say this. I can't diss you if I really don't got no malice. Where's the diss coming from?
We just giving him all.
Listen, I do think it's weird to deliver one thing right. and then go back on it. I do. But in the same token, we're in a climate where you feel like you got to feed in whatever, right? But I do understand him not really having no malice. So like, where is a diss really gonna come from? Mm. Like we've heard a lot of disses in the years, right? Over the years, they was from a place, a personal spot.
Yeah,
you feel
yeah,
me? A
yeah.
sensitive spot.
Yeah,
Cole don't feel that for K Dot. Right. So where's a diss coming from? It's like I'm pulling it out of thin air. That's not genuine. So that feels like I'm going against me. So I do understand it to that level. I do.
So after the fact,
I can't get what you're saying. I understand that.
I don't want to apologize. Yeah, but you coming from just a straight rap.
Straight fan of rap.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You got to get into J. Cole's mind sometimes, bro. He makes songs about folding clothes and doing different things.
He's like, I'm a lover. I can't do this.
I love J. Cole. J. Cole, let me tell you.
Chris Brown dropped the hardest one.
Yeah, Chris Brown did go crazy. J. Cole
is a point. What
point did she just make, though?
Yeah, that's from a personal. No place.
That was personal.
It's some stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And they saying that the Kendrick Lamar was AI. Some dude made it.
Nah, that was real.
Nas
dissing Jay-Z.
Where did you get that fact from?
It's out there. There's it's a guy he there. Admitted to doing it.
Nah, I can't speak
anybody
for that.
Could do
but
that.
But Nas dissing Jay-Z. That was from a personal place.
But yeah, that is.
You feel me? Ice Cube dissing is from a personal.
No Vaseline was personal.
You feel that's personal. Like it's, I really have ammunition. Yeah, if I don't have that, what am I gonna even say when I don't have nothing?
So he should have did a collaboration of some sort. He should have.
I think he should have just. Well, I ain't gonna say what he should have did, but I probably would have just ignored it.
Nah, he shouldn't have apologized.
I would have probably just ignored it and never responded.
Kendrick dropped it. I mean, it wasn't like real beef. It was like Kendrick always does that.
Competitive beef.
It was just competitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's part of the rap game.
You know, we got excited as fans, like, oh shit.
Yeah, let's keep this going.
Yeah.
There's
so many weird beefs out there, right?
Do they really got anything to say, though?
Yeah. I love Kendrick, though. I love Kendrick.
Then Drake just kicked everybody.
Kendrick changed my life J. Cole changed my life. I think J. Cole has mastered rapping. No funny.
Yeah.
J. Cole has mastered rapping. Like, some of the hardest verses that I've ever heard, J. Cole wrote them.
His features. I like his features a lot.
Nah, you listen to J. Cole in the beginning, 08, Friday Night Lights. That's some of the best work he ever put out. Like, what features are you talking about?
Just lately, everything he jumps on.
Yeah, he's really good at rapping. Like, straight up, he's good at rapping.
And how's that changed your rap style?
I ain't even gonna lie. I used to be on some radical shit, on some Lupe Fiasco shit at one point in time. And I was like, calm the fuck down, girl. Like, don't nobody wanna hear that shit, yo.
Nah, some people wanna hear, but that shit
ain't gonna.
Definitely not all the time, though. Shut the fuck up.
That ain't gonna get you
out of
your fake life.
Nah, no, hell no. You know, and I love Lupe. Shout out to Lupe. Yeah. Any rapper who had Jay-Z on their first album, that's pretty huge, in my opinion. Lupe Fiasco had Jay-Z on his first album.
That first album was good.
You said when he was relevant?
Yeah. As a rapper, now Jay-Z can drop. It's just like, oh shit, we're just excited he drops.
Yeah.
But like, this is when Jay-Z was still Jay-Z.
Yeah, like, he's always gonna be the Jay-Z is somebody I'll go see every time he comes, for because I'm a fan of this shit before anything. I'll go see Hov anytime. I went to the 444 tour, I went to the Holy Grail tour, I went to the Watch the Throne tour. I'm gonna go see Hov. I'm gonna go see some Hov. I'm gonna go see Kanye too, because Kanye's production is crazy at his shows.
Yo, as much as they want you to hate Kanye,
I will never hate Ye. I will never hate Ye.
Yo, he's just, it's just like,
I will never hate Ye.
He's like,
how can I?
I'd be like, you know,
so much Kanye changed my life. So much Kanye. I listen to 808s and Heartbreaks every day when my mom died. Mm.
Yo, everyone has a different Kanye album, but
no, my favorite Kanye album is My Dark Twisted Fantasy, though.
That's the one.
That is a beautiful album.
Sonically and everything.
Oh my God, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, he
from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Yes. And there's not too many albums, I feel, that are like from beginning to end.
Mm. I like the Dropout Kanye's.
I like that Kanye too. I like that Kanye too, but I like when Kanye plays the piano and gets really in that instrumental, that orchestra, that bag. That is that production is top too. Oh, the Yeezus Kanye. Yeah, I went to that tour. That tour was crazy.
Yeah.
Now he got some songs that's crazy though. Like that Moon track. That shit takes you to like another.
Yeah, that's what Kanye does. That's why nobody can ever make me hate him, because he expanded my whole.
That make you go somewhere else, like spiritual, like touch your soul or some shit when you hear the beat. It's like it grabs you and makes you levitate.
That's what Yeezy do.
Definitely, it's those artists. If you had to name five artists, right, or five albums that you would feel that way about,
from beginning to end.
Albums. Oh, you used to play beginning to end?
Yeah, like ones that's that tough. I could really let rock out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say there's probably multiple Kanye albums. I'm not gonna lie. I love Graduation. I love My Dark Twisted Fantasy. I love 808s and Heartbreaks. Kid Cudi's first album was amazing. Man on the Moon. Fire.
Yeah, oh, Man on the Moon's crazy.
Fire. Like, that album changed my life. That changed my life. What was it, 2010? That album changed my life. Damn. That was a minute ago. Yeah, Day and Night. That one. That changed my life. Yeah. That album changed my life. Lil Wayne, the Carter 2. The second Carter is the hardest one, in my opinion. Front to back, no skips. Right. From Fly In to Fly Out, no skips.
Nah, I think the whole Carter series, like, except when he started getting towards the end.
The Carter 3 was really not really an album. It was just mad random songs, in my opinion. I'm not going to try to speak for the masses. But it was just mad random songs thrown together. That's Carter and the Carter 2 was actually, like, developed albums. Like, they were bodies of art. Like, Good Kid, Mad City. That is a body of art. Kendrick Lamar, his first album. That's from beginning to end, skits included. Like, it's just beautiful. Like,
so
I love Drake's first album too.
Yeah,
Drake's first album was great.
I love that album. Jay-Z on his first album too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Light up, ow, because I'm the man of the ow. Triple down Tundra, don't even ask me how. Jay-Z went crazy on that. Yeah, I love Hov.
So do you take all those things in consideration now when you're thinking about doing your own EP, your own
album? Yeah, for sure.
What's your creative process
going to absolutely, because like? I want every song to go into the next one.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's important. I like when albums do
That's important. Like, Beyonce that is so, that. Those transitions are so important. Like, and a good artist pays attention to that. I feel as though, because even when I listen to Paramore sometime, right, they'll have like a crazy ass break on the drums and then there'll be a pause and then it just slams into the next track, but it's so cohesive that it's just like you go from like the end of one bow straight into the other one. It's like, yo, that shit is hard. Like, hold on.
What is Paramore? That's the second time you brought them up.
They're a band. Rock group. You would know them from a while ago.
I'm trying. Well, they still making music. They still just dropped the album last year.
They're mainstream. Paramore.
Hayley Williams. She got the orange hair.
You know them?
Yeah, they're like a rock
group. You know them too?
Did I have a song?
You'll know the song.
Y'all know Paramore. Paramore is hard, bro. You know, bro. You know Paramore. They are hard. They like six albums in.
Yeah.
I went to go see Paramore at the Wayne Theater. That was fire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I snuck a bottle of Henny in my cargoes. I had some cargo pants on. And they don't check you when you go see those artists. They don't really check you. You know what I'm saying? You go see Jeezy, it's like you get checked. But you go see Paramore, you're not getting checked. I have Henny. And my car goes, I was in there lit. When I used to drink Henny, that was like 2015. Word.
Ooh.
Yeah. But like, listen to some Paramore, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Lana Del Rey do her thing on that, on Transitions too. I just appreciate that. I'd be listening to some weird stuff, man. Right. If you went through my library. But like rapping wise, the hardest album that I've heard recently was rap-wise, Mick Jenkins, The Patience.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Where's he from, you know?
He's from Chicago.
Okay.
He's amazing.
But that is something crazy you said. Do you really want to find out who somebody is? Go through their playlist.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, you really.
You feel, see reggae thrown in my shit.
You're like, crazy like, over here. You're like, you don't even speak Spanish.
It gets crazy right? Over here. Like,
you don't even
vibrations is universal, right. Though.
But you're like, exactly. You're like,
I listen to Cape Verdean music. For? I listen to some Haitian comfort. Right. I listen to music. Like, if I feel the vibes, that's it. That's all I need. I'm sold on the vibes. Because that's what crazy. Music is. Like, it's vibrations. Yeah. Mick Jenkins is so hard, though. Oh, my God. He's so hard. I went to go see him when he was just in Boston a couple weeks ago. Okay. A couple
you know
months
Mick
ago.
Mick Jenkins, too?
I don't know.
That I'm gonna put y'all onto a lot. Yeah, you're gonna mess with me. Y'all gotta learn about the rappers.
I'm gonna say, wait, you know all these people.
No, I said ask who.
And
was.
I think Tierra Whack is a really good rapper too.
Tierra Whack.
She makes like really like fun music, but like when she's spitting,
right.
She's spitting. Like she goes
she's
in.
The one that mess with Meek. Meek and them in school, right?
She's from Philly, so yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you listen to any Boston artists?
Yeah, absolutely. I love my dogs from Boston. I've been slapping Latrell James' album. I like Latrell James. He's nasty.
I didn't know he was from Boston.
Yeah. You know he did the Cheerios jingle. Good goes around and the latest
one. I
didn't
know he did that either.
Yeah, okay. That's crazy. Cheerios bag. Shout out to Latrell James. Oompa is my dog. It's one of my close friends. That's really my dog.
Put me on Oompa, right?
Oompa's fire. I like Cousin Stiz. I listen to this kid Zay. He from Lawrence though. Mm. But Zay is hard. He's a good rapper. He's gonna be on one of my joints.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah, I'm very selective when it comes to that kind of, when it comes to the features, you know, like, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing any like singing or anything? Any you know, harmonizing?
You know, I be doing that on an accident most of the time when I do it. Like, I don't, like, as a creator, I'm open to everything. But like, most of the time, I just be trying to rap for real. But like. But I be doing all of that, all the other things by accident.
Okay.
And I be good at them when
I do
them.
Exactly. But like,
I don't
sound
focus
good?
On them enough. I don't. Okay. I need to focus on that enough. Like just stepping outside of the box, right? Because I feel like everybody's pretending that everybody's making groundbreaking music right now. Yeah. Motherfuckers is putting out the same shit over and over.
At the end of the day.
Let's just be honest. Like, you know, we're not in the times of being for real. I just was talking about this the other day. Everybody's always talking about be for real, and we're not in the times of being for real. Not too many motherfuckers is stepping outside of what is cool and what is selling right now. You feel me? It's very rare for you to come across somebody who is like, that it is what it is.
And I thought it was dope to listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? Look at it and be like, oh, it's not all drill. It's not this. Yeah. It's not that.
None of my songs even sound the same, for real. I didn't mean to do that shit either.
You're listening to it and you're like, you're finding a whole different person on each track.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, then when you're sitting there telling us, like, what you listen to, it now sounds amazing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like.
But at the end of the day, I be rapping. Right. I be trying to put my all into my verses. And I feel like niggas don't even listen, but. I'm gonna keep doing it though.
Exactly. You keep doing it. They're gonna listen.
Because that's me. I gotta keep doing that. Like, you know? But niggas don't wanna hear no bars these days, man.
No, we do.
We do. I'm also they do.
You wanna spit some bars?
It's a whole bunch of hooks. It's a whole bunch of hooks. I ain't gonna hold
the mass don't wanna hear no bars, bro.
No, I got you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So most of the time, it's literally hooks and crazy beats. It's hooks and beats. It's a repeated hook over for the whole song. Yeah. So it's two minutes of a hook.
Let me tell you, first of all, they find the part that works.
They're scared of two verses. A lot of people's
not reading.
Or it's the bridge.
They still scared of two verses though.
A lot of people's not reading out here. You know what I'm saying? Let's make that clear. A lot of people's not reading. We're not in a climate of people having a good attention span. It's very small. Songs is only 2 minutes long these days. Remember, you used to get three hard verses from a rapper. Now, granted, I don't want to put out three verses. I think I could get that shit done in two for me. But songs is 2 minutes these days. Like, that's really the cap 9 times out of 10, because that's all niggas
have.
Everything is being produced on a mass level now. I could listen to some shit today. I could listen to some shit tomorrow. Like, I got access to everything. It wasn't like that. Yeah. It wasn't always like that. So everybody's waiting on what's next all the time. That's where we at. Like, it's some cats who like Schoolboy Q was just talking about in one of his interviews. He hasn't dropped nothing in years because he hasn't felt inspired. Like, going through shit, growing through shit, really trying to go through some life shit. Like, of course I could drop an album every year on some regular shit. Like, not talking about nothing different from the last one, just doing some marketable shit. Of course I could do that. Anybody could do that. Right. But I care about this shit. Like, you feel me? Like,
what's another real album I can drop? Like, what I really did, what I wanted to write, what came from my heart. So it's like,
you feel me? Like, some shit like I was really feeling. Like, of course I could put out a whole bunch of gimmicky shit, you know? That's what everybody want me to leak. Put that out. I got so much shit I never put out. Granted, I realize I've been shooting myself in the foot all these years, because it's like, you could talk yourself out of, that's why I put out Fair, because you could really talk yourself out of some shit. And then you're not doing nothing.
Right.
Because it's like, I don't know how that's going to go. And then you end up not doing nothing. So fuck it. Just see how it goes, really.
How many songs would you say you have recorded right now?
I got a few songs recorded. And I'm still like, I want to get these new ones done.
So you're just sitting on them?
I'm sitting on a few joints, yeah. And I'm trying not to do that going forward. So that's why I'm gonna let some shit fly 2 weeks from now. And then 2 weeks after that, I'm gonna just keep letting it fly.
Right.
Cause why not, you know?
No, it makes sense.
Yeah. But it's hard though.
It makes no sense to just sit on it, cause one, it's gonna time itself out.
Yeah.
And two, it's like,
I don't think none of my shit could time itself out though. I'm gonna be honest.
That's dope.
I really be talking. So.
But I mean, like, in the time of like when you're dropping it, like you're feeling it. So you might be on a whole different vibe now. So now you're
of course not. But when, if I showed y'all some shit that I recorded in 2013, y'all be feeling it. And I'll be like, man, fuck that shit.
Yeah, but I'll play some old shit for y'all.
Y'all be like, you drop that. You could put that out tomorrow. And I'm meanwhile, but the masses. Yeah.
The general masses.
But can we really give a fuck about that? Really?
A little bit.
No.
If you want, no, say like, if you want to do it for a career.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like really like, yo, this is how I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
You want to get that out there to them.
I think you can build a core fan base and not have the masses. I follow niggas like Mick Jenkins. I follow niggas like Currency, Larry June. True. You know what I'm saying? They got their loyal cats that's right. going to buy their merch and show up to their shows every time they drop, every time they tour. And that's all you need. You don't need the sure. you don't need the garden. Shit, if I could put out an EP, an album, whatever, on Proud to Pay, let niggas pay however much. I've been following LaRussell, you know him? Kid from what he's from the Bay Area, but he's on some independent, major independent shit. I think he might have just signed a record deal, but he does everything. He was doing everything independently, selling things on Proud to Pay. Like Nipsey Hussle was one of the first artists that promoted his shit on Proud to Pay. You could pay $1 for the shit, you know what I'm saying? Or you could pay $100 for the shit if you really fuck with me, like, right. You know what I'm saying? But
that's where your music is on right now?
Proud no, to that's pay? That's oh. where I'm going to put my album. Okay. When I drop my project, I'm going to mm-hmm. put it on Proud to Pay. Okay. Yeah. Cuz it's like if you
I fuck will with say me, independent is a smart route.
Yeah, definitely. If you fuck with me, you can give me $1, you give right. me $10, you give me $20 if you fuck mm-hmm. with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the people you want to make music for, the people that fuck with you. Cuz at the end of the day, who's in them crowds really? Like, you feel me? Like, not for nothing, you know. We got a bunch of motherfuckers rapping gangster rap, and ain't nobody gangster in the crowd. So all of it's questionable, really. Like, it's a bunch of girls in the crowd, bro, and suburban kids. Know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying like that ain't fire that you got a crazy fan base, but like, is that? Those are the people
who
that
you're talking to.
Yeah, that's not even, those people don't even know that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Never even experienced that shit ever and never gonna.
But that's more who buys the tickets.
Yeah, so but, like, and whoever's buying my tickets, they fuck with me. They right. resonate with me. Like, that's it. Like, I don't need the masses. Like, I feel like that's a distraction for real. Mm. If that happens, it happens. But.
Yeah, because you don't want to be chasing that. You just want it to. If it comes to you, obviously you'll be grateful. But you're doing your thing because you enjoy it.
I don't even know if I want that upkeep, yo. To be having to be pressured. Right. No, I want to go to South America for 3 months and just cool it. Like, that's what I
want
to do.
Come back, drop something if I want.
Drop something while I'm out there. Mm-hmm. But be out there and collecting my bread and chilling. Right. And then come home and tour if I want to tour. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I will tour because I owe people that fuck with me, who fuck with me. I owe them that. But like, I just want a little bit more freedom. I just want the freedom in my life. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to use this shit for. Yeah.
All right. That's the goal.
That's it.
That's the goal. That's what we like to see. Mm-hmm. That's what we like to see. So you're saying new music,
new everything.
Yeah. 2 weeks growth. It's all about growth.
It's all about growth. All about making it through the storm. No rain, no flowers.
Right. And when can they expect that?
Summertime?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's going to be small. It ain't going to be like 10 tracks. It's going to be like 7.
Yeah, like an EP, right?
Yeah, that's a good
number. It's about the quality, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Like, and I like, you know what I realized? I like listening to some shit and it starts over and I don't even know it started over. I just keep vibing. Yeah. I realized that about where that's I'm at today.
Pushing T effect.
Yeah, that's how Mick Jenkins shit is. Mick Jenkins is fire. Check out Mick Jenkins.
I check out Mick Jenkins. So who do we got to check out? Paramore,
Mick Jenkins.
And there was one more person she named from the... It was somebody from the Bay, said.
LaRussell. Yeah, he's fun. He got that little bouncy. Yeah, that little bouncy shit. They in the Bay, they like dancing and shit. Yeah. So right. He got that little bop to it. Little E-40 vibes, yeah.
Dope.
Wow. Yeah, you know, yeah, a lot of new things on the way. I'm trying to show the world who I am. I feel like I never really did that, so
let them know your social media tags.
Oh yeah, Leek Meraki on everything. LIKMERAKI. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's what's the other shit? Instagram. That's everything. Yeah, Leek Meraki. LIKMERAKI. Yeah.
Leek Meraki.
Leek Meraki. Yeah. What y'all was saying? Y'all want me to spit some bars or something?
We'll never say no to that.
I'll always spit some bars. Y'all got a beat?
Nah.
Like, nah. If we have a beat, I can't bust a...
Oh, we don't want that?
No, we ain't like that, though.
You said you can bust the flow.
Yeah, I feel that.
Oh, yeah, nah, we'll never be like that. You could just let our shit run.
What?
Over here, Stefan and Justin. Side talks, but over here, figure out something.
Acapella.
The acapella verse.
The acapella. I was actually suggesting that she go live because I want her to get more attention. I feel like the way I feel about her.
You can pop your phone up and go live if you want.
I want more people to feel that way.
I don't like performing online. Like, I don't like being performative on social media. Like, it's not a real place.
Nah, but it is, though. You're going to reach so many people.
So it's like,
you can reach.
Yeah, but the same way he said.
Yeah, I know, but all the niggas I love do not be on it.
Yeah, but yeah, you don't know there's other people that love you.
What about him? Like, he's on social media and he said he loved you. So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying.
There's people out there that you don't even know about.
They don't got to be just how we are.
Right.
Because we locked in like this, so both of us will be off social media for a grip.
Yeah,
but everybody else loves social media.
These are the people that can't touch you. Arkansas, fucking Delaware, that's for them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's where they're gonna get their leak at. I see what you're saying.
So like,
you're on social media.
I'm on all of them. I'm saying I just don't. I don't like to perform online too much. Like, it's like I feel like it's just fake, and it's just like. Everybody who I really fuck with is not on social media.
Right.
I mean, they on there, but it's not no every day, every second type
not
shit.
Not only the people you fuck with.
Yeah, that's true. I'm talking about the artists I fuck with. That's who I'm talking about. That's who I'm referring
to.
Like
J. Cole.
So motherfuckers is not online all the time.
Yeah, but people know J. Cole.
He doesn't need it at this point. And that's also part of his gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's probably
a gimmick. Motherfuckers grew up without social media, so motherfuckers
still
living
in the celebrity era. He's not. He hasn't switched to the influencer. That's what it is now. Like, now it's about engagement and, you know, being vulnerable and access. You got more access.
Yeah, I
got to
show the world who I am. So y'all right. And that's
one of the goals. J. Cole's level than shit. Yeah, you can be like, all right, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's not about not needing it, because I'm still gonna capitalize, but it's just like about, I just see too much, and it's just like that.
Yeah, just start a little at a time, you know, a little here, a little
start
post
dropping
there,
a little freestyle
post there.
Every Monday.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
That little sign, exactly. Little freestyle, you know, every Monday,
and it'll just grow.
We can start with an acapella pillow one right now.
I can start with an acapella one right now.
Oh, that's easy. I mean, she's not like other artists.
I really
your manager right there.
That's my dog.
You can't really manage me though.
That's really my dog.
You can't really like get an artist where you could tell them like.
Not in this
freestyle.
Climate. These niggas is not rapping these.
Oh no,
they'll be petrified right now. So you see how relaxed
rappers are not rapping these days.
Well, when you said it, did she get scared once when you mentioned that about freestyle?
No, she's ready.
Yeah,
she's
I always spit without a beat. Don't put a beat on. Don't put a beat on. Don't put one on.
Why not? I think we kind of funny. I want to see what beat she's gonna pick.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. Beat would I pick?
Some old shit.
I have no clue.
You gonna put some old shit on too? If you put a 90s beat on for most people, they gonna run.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with that.
They run.
Because you really gotta know how to rap on a boom bap beat.
They gonna run away.
Exactly.
I'll spit an acapella verse.
Now we need the beat.
No.
I feel like Freeway. And we get a beat.
We don't even have the aux cord or nothing.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah,
it ain't gonna sound good.
It's not gonna sound good.
I'll spit it up.
Next time, Leaky.
Yeah, I'll spit it acapella. I got, perfect, you know, I'm really a rapper.
You are. Show them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know.
As I know she's going to kill it, I was going to give it at my deep beat.
Which one?
It's like
I rapped on one of them out deep beats before too.
Part two just
it
be,
was shook
just
ones
be prepared,
I rapped on.
That's
too.
All.
I rapped on shook ones like 20. Like I'll say that was like 20 shit, probably like 20. 13,
we'll be prepared.
And I rapped
next
on shook
time,
ones.
For sure.
Yeah, but I'll spit a verse for y'all.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, what can I say? Okay. Drink some water. I can't believe I try to follow the trends instead of going out on a limb. Had some feelings, but I bottled them in. Now I'm swallowing gin. Paranoia got me pouring up. Coming off some losses, now the score been up. On the road to riches, nigga, that's the way it go. Hit a crossroads, didn't know which way to go. Thought back to my younger days, I couldn't wait to grow. Wish I could do it over now so I could take it slow. Way before all the weapons and the curses. Stepping in them churches, before the funerals that had me following them hearses. Before the diagnosis from the doctors and the nurses. Before I felt this pain that I be putting in these verses. Shit is deep, I'm just getting started, still at the surface. The grief left me so brokenhearted and feeling worthless. A youngin' had to heal just so I could serve my purpose. And now I spit that real, hope they feel this shit in purchase.
Okay, Leak Maraki.
I'm really a rapper.
Not even a. I think.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, no.
I can't hear it. Was you like hitting some bells or something?
I was trying to hit with the some applause. Little, it was the applause.
Some people chants. Some people chants.
But no, that was I love the flow, you know. Thank you. It was strong. I could understand what you were saying. Mm-hmm. You were saying some real shit. Like,
yeah, I really be rapping.
Whenever people articulate and you can understand exactly what they're saying, you're like, word.
Yeah, it's a rarity now.
Yeah. What's the message that you want people to get from your music?
I would say that, you know, life is crazy. Be kind to yourself. This shit is full of a lot of twists and turns. Keep looking yourself in the mirror and challenge yourself to grow through it all, even when it hurts, even when it's uncomfortable. Because I just feel like you can never come up short when you focus on yourself. So
that's true.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
You heard it here first.
Yeah,
heard
it here first. 86 all them distractions. Focus on yourself.
Facts. And sip your water and get your
drink
shit
that water. You gotta really drink water out here. You know, 75% right. of the American population is dehydrated on a daily basis.
Yo, thirsty out here.
Drink some fucking water. Drink some. Yeah. I say shit like this at my shows. Yeah, yeah. You come to my shows, drink some fucking water.
Mm-hmm. She literally do.
Man.
People don't drink water. Motherfuckers always coming to me. Leak, look at you. Oh, you got good skin. Bro, I just be drinking water, bro. Shut up. I mean, thank you. But I really just be drinking water. Like, it's really like not no extra shit that's going. Drink some fucking water, bro. Renew your shit. Your skin's not renewing itself because you dehydrated, bro. How you gonna be wavy and you thirsty, bro?
How you gonna be wavy when you thirsty?
How you gonna be wavy? You can never be wavy if you're thirsty. Like, and a lot of people's thirsty out here.
Crazy.
Yeah, drink some water. My boy got that water over there.
Yeah,
not fucking around. Yeah, because right? That's how you gotta be. Like, you gotta be drinking water. Like, mm-hmm. that's the healer and the destroyer. Yeah.
So are you working on anything else other than the rapping? Anything else we should know about? Any other ventures for Leak?
Yo, you know what's mad funny? I'm actually starting a new hobby this spring. I'm going to start bird watching.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really into nature and shit. I like being outside. I like...
You got to have a lot of patience and everything.
Yeah, I like animals. You got to be... I enjoy quiet time these days. So, like... I have a group of older friends. It's crazy. I worked at my high school and I met literally one of my closest friends these days. His name is Jim Hoare. He's a 65-year-old man from Pakistan. And he was retiring. He finished his last year of teaching in BPS, retiring from my high school. And I was working at my high school. And we just started talking about books and shit and food. And now that's really my dog. We had dinner last Friday. Like, that's really my dog. But he's introduced me to his friends. And one of them is who I'm going to be bird watching with.
Nice. Yeah. So, I'm sure there's a lot different of shit. Nice places out here in New England that you can find some crazy birds.
I'm like, wait. I'm not sure if Leek's also an actress and she's...
Yeah, nah, bro. This is really me.
She's punking us right
this
now.
This is really me,
because,
bro.
Like, I'm sitting here listening to the music and everything and nowhere did I see the hobby of yo... I'm gonna go look at some pigeons and seagulls.
That's not the type those of birds. Those ain't the birds.
You don't gotta watch them. Know, they like, everywhere.
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, I'm gonna
like,
be seeing owls and eagles and shit, bro. Beautiful shit.
Out here?
You could go to the Arboretum and see an owl.
Right now.
Yeah. It's just certain times you just got to catch them. Yeah. But eagles, they're pretty, like, right outside of Boston, I'll say.
I used to have a bird.
You see some hawks and some eagles. I want a bird. What kind of bird did you have?
I had a pineapple sun conure.
I want a parrot bad. I want a blue one. I want a chameleon too. I feel like I need like low maintenance pets. Like I have a cat right now and he be just needing too much from me. Like as soon as I get in the crib, I gotta put some food out. You're making mad noise, bro. You're following me everywhere I'm going in the crib. If I get a chameleon, he's just gonna fucking chill. And he's really just gonna chill. I'm gonna feed him crickets, but he's just gonna be chilling.
Like, what's the point of that?
We're gonna interact when I want to interact. I'm gonna open, and I see people online who have them, and they chameleons.
Just put them in different places and see that. Now they skin fuck with cups, them.
You reach their hand. That's actually not a good thing. People think that's like a cool thing when their colors change. No, that's actually mean. It means they stressed out for real. Yeah, they're very sensitive.
Oh, that's why I don't have a chameleon.
Yeah. I'm gonna have one soon though, so okay. Maybe I'll bring it to Easter dinner next year.
Please don't.
Everybody say hi. No, freak thanks. The family out. Nah.
No, thanks. Well, yeah, I hope all of this, the bird watching and everything, helps bring inspiration to your new music and everything. For sure. So.
Have some coffee brewing next time too.
Oh, definitely.
Right? I fucks with coffee.
Shout out the links one more time.
Yeah. Oh, Leak Maroc. You follow me at Leak Meraki on everything. LIKMERAKI. That's on everything.
And the clothing line for that next drop.
Yep.
Fly at Heart.
Facebook. Check out your boy Stefan.
Instagram. Fly at Heart. Nothing in between. Just all together. Fly at Heart.
Because this shit is in us. It ain't on us.
Thanks for having me.
We
appreciate you. Coffee, blunts, and donuts. We out here until episode next time. 21. Like, share, 21. Subscribe. We out.
We out.